Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Bay State political pundits have been complaining about the relatively sleepy nature of the Massachusetts gubernatorial race, but there is a contest to get the blood going, the primary battle for attorney general. John Miller is running on the Republican side, but it's the close, heated fight between the two Democrats, former Deputy AG Maura Healey and former State Senator Warren Tolman, that's really drawing a lot of attention. In fact, at a Boston Globe debate yesterday, things turned downright pugilistic.
Warren, look, you've never prosecuted a crime. I have. You've never handled a civil rights investigation. I have. So I find it hard to listen to you. Well, I find it hard to be lectured by you on this.
Well, WBUR's Asma Khalid is in Peabody today. She's been covering both the AG's race and the congressional election in Massachusetts' 6th district, which we'll talk about in just a second. Hello, Asma.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, let's start with the race for attorney general. You've been reporting on it. Yesterday's debate seemed to be one of the testier ones we've seen this election season, wasn't it?
That's right. Yesterday's debate took a sharp turn, and you can tell that we're very close to the primary just by the tone of how these two candidates were speaking.
You know,
Are you saying you weren't a lobbyist?
Maura, I have always said that, and you know it isn't the case.
Meghna, that sort of flew by us because they were both talking over one another, but Warren Tolman made a reference to a comment there that Maura had said as unbecoming, and that's something that some of the political analysts pounced on and were concerned about how that word choice might play out in the campaign moving forward.
You've also pointed out in your reporting that Warren Tolman actually seemed a little hesitant to fight back against Healey at times in last night's debate. I mean, we've got a little bit of tape here of one of those moments where Maura Healey was actually giving Tolman something of a backhanded compliment about his career in public service, but also saying at the same time he wasn't being transparent enough about what he'd been doing in the past decade.
I wish you'd talk more to the voters about what you've been doing the last 10 years. You never mention your involvement with a hedge fund company. You never mention running an online gaming company. And you never mention your time as a lobbyist.
I mean, Asma, did Warren Tolman rise to the challenge and respond to that?
He didn't, and it was so interesting to observe. You know, Maura was really going on the offense against him at this point, and he just sort of silently shook his head. You could see that he disagreed with what she was saying, but it was only when one of the moderators jumped in and said, you know, Warren, we'll give you a chance to respond, that he did come back and say something.
And why is he not cutting in more? I mean, what does he stand to lose if he's more aggressive to her challenges?
The optics of gender politics certainly is a factor here. Maura Healey is an openly gay woman, and she certainly has the support of many Democratic women and also many members of the LGBT community. And those are both groups that Warren Tolman needs. He certainly has a lot of support amongst the big Democratic endorsement base. But what makes this race interesting, I think, in the eyes of many pundits, is the fact that Warren was the expected guy to win in this race. He's the one everyone thought would become attorney general. It's the fact that Maura Healey is doing as well as she is in polls that's surprising and making this race really interesting.
Mm. Well, the fact that they both need the same sort of groups of voters is interesting because they do have a lot of similarities. Neither Warren Tolman nor Maura Healey support the legalization of recreational marijuana. They both said that they would have called for an analysis of the Watertown shootout that followed the Boston Marathon bombings. So I get the feeling that with all that overlap, they're also trying to find ways to differentiate themselves from each other. So we have a little bit more of tape here of Warren Tolman really talking about his big vision for what the Office of Attorney General should try to accomplish.
It's a visionary role that I see where you look at issues, you tackle them. It could be in the courtroom, could be outside the courtroom. It doesn't matter. We'll deal with them as they come up.
I mean, he's almost talking about the AG's office as a leadership role.
And so he tries to bring up his sort of uniqueness for this role as his legacy as a legislator. Maura Healey, on the other hand, tries to emphasize the fact that she has actual experience working in the office of the attorney general.
You are the people's lawyer. That is the role of the attorney general. And I've had the privilege of doing that the last 7 years. You know, I quit my job in a big private law firm years ago to go fight for people.
Here they're focusing sort of on experience. That's really where we're seeing the differences between these two candidates.
Well, there's another debate in the Attorney General's race scheduled for tomorrow night at Stonehill College, Asma. What do you expect from that debate?
We're less than 2 weeks away from primary day. It's September 9th. And at this point, this election in particular is seen as sort of tantamount to the general election. It's an incredibly tight race between Maura Healey and Warren Tolman. And while there is a Republican running, and whoever wins will face off against that Republican, it's seen that in a very deep blue state like Massachusetts, whoever wins on September 9th will likely become the Attorney General.
Asma, let's turn now to the Massachusetts 6th District, where you actually are today, because that's also a very interesting race. Democrats Seth Moulton and Marissa DeFranco are running against Representative John Tierney in the primary, but it looks as if Congressman Tierney is already focusing more on the man who's most likely to be his Republican challenger, Richard Tesei. So why is Tierney seemingly acting as if there's no primary to battle with first?
I think for Congressman Tierney, having to face a Democratic primary of this sort is rather unusual. And one of his Democratic opponents, Seth Moulton, for much of this campaign has actually out-fundraised him. And we see that Nancy Pelosi has been sending out emails, you know, asking for money for Congressman Tierney, but posing that the real threat would be a win from Richard Tesei, his possible Republican challenger. But then we've also seen people like Senator Elizabeth Warren coming up to the area and touring around the district with Congressman Tierney. He is certainly campaigning and he's certainly been active in a way that he normally wouldn't if he didn't have this primary challenge.
That's WBUR's Asma Khalid speaking to us from Peabody today. Asma, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Meghna.